Blog Talk Radio.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA, saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Jean at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Come to you every Tuesday. This is your host, Live on Financial Talk, every Tuesday. For our listening audience, our Facebook viewers, welcome to another Tuesday. Tonight we have a special guest. We have a special guest tonight. My good friend, Dan, from Life Mortgage. Home Life Mortgage been doing a great service in the community and around the country. show, we can leave with some great knowledge of the industry and how the products work and how it can benefit you. We have some great, great, great information, some changes that we were traditionally not now in the industry, or things that we have known in the past about life insurance, how life insurance works, things that it can do for us or not do for us anymore. So at this time, I would open up the mic for Mr. Daniel Shin. Come online with us and share with us all the great things and the value that Term Life have been bringing to the industry and the community. Danny?
Hey, Gene, how are you tonight?
I'm great, buddy.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, all right, loud and clear, loud and clear.
Great. You know,
so,
I've
Danny,
been,
tell me, what do you feel is the best solution that Term Life brings to the community?
Can you just ask who our best
financially literate community with your product?
I'm sorry, I was just breaking up a little bit. Can you try that again?
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm saying, could you hear me better?
Yeah, it's just a little bit of feedback.
Okay. How about that? Is that better?
That sounds better, yeah.
Okay. Now, how does Term Life serve our community, and how and what products are they bringing to the community that is valuable to the people in the community?
Wow. Again, thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to speak to your audience. I think all of you are in very good hands, and listening to someone like Gene provide his insight and to guide you along the way. When I heard the type of work that he's doing, I asked him if I could jump on with him. So at Term Life, we are really focused on wanting to provide and being an enabler of people of buying one of the most magnificent financial instruments there are in the world today, and that is life insurance. Now, there's all types of life insurance and various different types, but where we're focusing on is term insurance, and I've heard Gene speak about this before. The reason we chose this product was because it felt it's going to democratize and enable as many people as possible to buy it. Why is that? Because you could purchase the largest amounts of life insurance, the appropriate amounts, the right amounts, and we'll talk about that later, I'm sure, the right amounts at a very affordable cost. Everybody's challenged with budgets, especially today. And with this product, we have the ability to enable all of you to purchase the right amounts of protection for your families, to satisfy your responsibilities, and doing it at a very affordable cost. So our platform, in terms of enabling you to do it, not only has the product that we believe is going to enable more people than ever to purchase it, but we've also developed a platform that enables you to buy it on your terms. And what I mean by that is all of you most likely have a cell phone of some sort. You probably have a laptop or a tablet or a desktop computer. Well, today we're all buying things on those little rectangles. And what we have built at Term Life is a platform that you could literally work with Gene, look at the needs that are necessary. He could send you all the documentation. You get it literally on your phone or any other device, but let's focus on your phone. And you could transact business on your terms, on the dates and times of your choosing, and get it done almost like you're buying something from Amazon, although much more valuable. But that's how easy and accessible we're making it with the platform. And then we have a great product for all of you to take advantage of. So that's really where we're very proud to be able to come to market at a moment where people are really reflecting on their mortality and the responsibilities that they have for their families. And we believe we have the mechanism that will allow folks like Gene, who could give you professional advice, but then you can act on that advice and not have to be overwhelmed and not have to be intimidated in terms of it being complex. And we wanted to make it as easy as possible. So great question. Thank you for asking that.
Great, great, great. Thank you for your explanation. I think Radioland will be very happy to understand that and absorb that in their financial decisions.
It's got to be and you've talked about this. It's a foundational part of your overall financial house. You think about a house. And you've got the whole house, if it's not, it could be beautiful, but if it's not built on a good foundation and you protect the thing that pays for everything else that's around you. You know, we think about today, we have cell phones, we probably insure them. We have homes that we insure. We have cars that we insure. We have our health that we insure and everything else that you can buy insurance for. But most of those, Gene, are based on things that might happen. I might get sick. I might drop my phone. You understand what I mean?
But the
very thing that pays for all of that, we just don't protect it in the right amounts. And that's your life and your ability to earn an income. You know, you think about if you didn't come home last night, and that foundation is not there, the rest of the house may not be able to hold together. So it's a very foundational part of your overall planning. And as Gene, you've talked about, the knowledge that people have is a great foundational piece that just about anybody can get.
Sure. So, and I thank you for that, Dan. Now, your company have been doing a great job, and I have submitted a lot of applications to your company, and I'm very proud to report that your rates are extremely, extremely competitive amongst all the other carriers. But there are specific things that I'd like to get into with you regarding term insurance, okay? So if I can beg your due indulgence a little bit, typically term insurance, as you and I know, 5, 10, 15, 20, or 30, do you guys offer a 40-year term insurance policy?
No, the most we start at 10 and we go up to 30 years.
You start at 10 and go up to 30. Great.
That's right.
Okay. Would you like to elaborate on that for me, please?
Yeah, so, you know, when you look at your different responsibilities, whether it's to have a loan or to create an income stream for your family should you pass prematurely, you get to decide. You're in control. You're purchasing a risk transfer. And what I mean by that is you're asking the carrier, the company that we represent, you're asking us to take the risk of your financial responsibilities and making sure those are kept. But you get to choose how long that responsibility is for. So it could be a 10-year length of time, which means when you're preparing your overall financial house and that foundation, you know that your coverage, as long as you pay your premiums and they stay level, will be the same for at least 10 years. But you may need it for longer than that. You may need it for 15 years or 20 years and even 30 years. So why don't we use 30? Well, generally, people will use that to protect one of the biggest investments that they might ever purchase, and that's a purchase of a home. You know, most mortgages are 30-year in duration, but some are 15. So that 30-year window enables you to know that you can have a very stable bill that's not going to change, but it's one of the most important bills that you'll have to need to pay, because that's going to make sure that should something happen to you prematurely, that your family will still be able to maintain the standard of living, live in the same home that you work so hard to achieve. Now, not everybody owns a home. So you say, well, I don't need it if I don't own a home. As a renter, and by the way, I'm at the point in my life where I rent a place, my wife and I, we just decided that's easier for us. No maintenance, whatever it may be. But should something happen to you and your family depends on your income to make sure they can stay in the home that they're in, you need to have an amount of money to continue to pay that rent or to have to move or to purchase a home should you want to do that. So those different lengths of time, Gene, are to allow the client to purchase the right amount for the right length of time for them. And one of the unique things that we offer on our term products are what's called a conversion privilege. And what that means is that up to your age 70, you have the ability to convert all or part of that insurance that you own to permanent life insurance. And Gene has talked about that before. We're not going to go too deep into that today. But typically people will convert a part of their term because as you get older, you don't need as much personal life insurance. You may be retired. You may have had all your responsibilities taken care of. And you just need some money to still be there for final expenses and things like that. So you can convert as little or as much of your term insurance as you want and have that for the rest of your life. So it has multiple benefits to it, including a terminal illness rider that in the event you become terminally ill, we will actually pay the death benefits out while you're still alive. So you can seek treatments. You can live out the rest of your days in the most comfortable way possible and a variety of other things. So, but we do give those different lengths of time so you could all choose what makes the most sense for you.
Great, great, great. So if I was to recap of what you're saying here, you are echoing some of my training for the past couple of weeks when we talk about having living benefits where we don't have to die in order for the policy to pay out. We can fall ill and we can still get money out of the policy using a term policy. So
yep.
The client don't have to have a whole life policy in order to enjoy that benefit.
No, they do not.
And that
conversion privilege is not offered on too many term products from some other carriers. I think it's one we're very proud of with the carrier that we chose because they have more than a century of delivering on these promises is that they do offer that privilege. Again, to me, that's a living benefit. To me, the terminal illness rider is that living benefits, like you mentioned. So so you can take advantage of the product while you're still here.
Yes, yes. And that is so nice that we have that. I see many people in the industry or many companies in the industry that they're not able to do a conversion. It's good to know. It's music to my ears because, as we know, choosing one of the big reasons people choose term because of affordability, mm-hmm. you know, and you're not able to afford other policies and their premiums. So it's a great thing to know that you can still have coverage in case you expire prematurely and mm-hmm. or you get ill and you're able to exercise the benefits of the living benefits element of the policy. And for Radioland, for those who don't remember what the living benefits are, it's your critical chronic terminal illnesses where you pay. What percentage of the face value of the policy do you guys cover?
Typically on a terminal illness, which is where our focus is typically around 90%, 92%, 93%, somewhere in that neighborhood.
That's great. That's great. I mean, some companies only offer somewhere 20%. Not
yeah.
many companies get up that high. And, you
yeah.
know, being able to meet up to those kind of expectations is great coming in when you're trying to buy a policy at this point in time. So
yeah.
thank you for that information. Well, our listening audience, you heard it here. You can have a living benefit. You can buy a term policy through me in our Caribbean 2 Term Life, and you can have a living benefit when you become terminally ill. So it can still be affordable. We don't have to go whole life in order to have a living benefit on it. That's great stuff. I really like that. So
yeah.
Now I would like us to have a kind of, how would I put it? A kind of tailored conversation because you mentioned mortgage. But
mm-hmm.
you did not mention college tuition, the
mm-hmm.
kid's future. Is it an understanding that when you buy term insurance, there is no college tuition or planning for our kids when we do that? Is that taken away when we have that, or that's also part of the term policies that you guys offer?
Well, the way you have to look at it is when you're doing your planning, and this goes back to what I said earlier, you must not consider the type of policy. You've got to get the right amount.
Right.
And what term is going to, and this is my passion, and for those of you who brought me on and Gene, this is my 35th year in this industry. And one of my great passions about our industry is that we have products that can serve a variety of different needs. So the first thing you've got to do is get the right amount. So when we do insurance planning, you've got to be thinking about several things. One is if you have a home, you got to keep a roof over your family's head should you pass away. So mortgage or rent, that's one part of it. The next one is income replacement. When you pass away and you're still working, the people that you work for are going to come and they're going to pay their respects. But eventually that paycheck is going to stop. And what is going to be impacted by that? Not just the paycheck stopping, health benefits will stop. Retirement benefits will stop. I mentioned retirement. Let's say you were doing college planning and putting money away. That stops as well. So the key, then the discussion becomes, well, where else is that money going to come from? It's very important to you that you want your children to have today either a college education or some money to do something else. Because there is a shift. Not everybody goes to school. They might go to a trade. They might want to open a business. So by doing proper insurance planning, and that's where term really shines, it allows you to put all of those things together and get the right amount. So your mortgage can be paid off. Your income can continue. Your children's college fund can be established or created and now set aside, all from that one financial instrument that really you paid very little for relative to what the benefits are that it could possibly pay out. And lastly, if you did want to do any type of converting to permanent or cash value type of insurance when it's appropriate, then there may be some additional cash values and savings that may come from that. So there's a couple of different ways that you can leverage, again, term. My thing is you could be putting money away and all of a sudden you're not here. And I don't say that to scare anybody. It's just reality. But we have to deal with that and deal with the fact that that can happen. So wouldn't it be nice to know when you lay your head on a pillow at night that the worst case scenario, my children's college tuition is taken care of. I've planned for that for the worst case scenario. Now, while I'm still around, I can save for it, but should I no longer be here, I know that that's still taken care of. And again, there's no other financial instrument that could do what it does. None. It creates an instant estate. And that's a cool place to be.
Yes. Well, the fundamental here that I see is having the life insurance. From your explanation, is having a life insurance protecting the family in the case of a loss, and having some sort of stability in the family's future finances.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at things like mortgage and rent, income replacement, retirement, college planning, you know, that kind of stuff will be covered once you're not no longer available or wrong to bring in that income to cover those expenses. And that's great. And I'm hoping that my listening audience are listening clearly to what Dan is saying, because I preach this every week since I've been hosting the show, Dan, and I let them know, you know, we have to look at how we plan, you know. And when I look at the 7 milestones, which we went over, and it's a lot of stuff, we did it week by week. You know, they don't think about the emergency fund. A lot of people don't think about that emergency fund, you know.
Sure.
And that's very important. And in the whole wealth building, they don't think also about taxes and how they will survive with the taxes and the tax hike that comes with it. So we got into a discussion about this over time, and I'm glad that you're reiterating or echoing the things that I have been teaching or discussing on the past shows.
Yeah, and you mentioned taxes. The death benefit goes to the family tax-free. We typically pay a death benefit, assuming a death benefit and everything is, it's going to be paid out. The companies typically pay it out very quickly, but it's tax-free. So I want everybody to live a long time. But when that happens, financial stress, and I'm sure you've talked about this, stress of any kind is not good. Financial stress is the number one cause of health issues today, as amongst the different things that could stress you out. Financial stress. Just imagine knowing, as I say, when you put your head on the pillow and when you sit around talking to your friends and your family, that you know, something happened to me today and I didn't come home, that all of the things we just talked about are taken care of. What a legacy to leave. And to me, it's really a responsibility, not only to your family, your immediate family, but to your community. So, for example, Gene, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Go for it.
GoFundMe pages are not the way to handle final expenses. It actually puts a stress on the community. So not only is someone not being responsible for their own family, they're now putting a stress and they're asking the rest of the community to pass the plate, pass the hat, put money in a GoFundMe page. You're asking other people to take care of your own personal responsibilities, when in fact we have a financial instrument, again, this term life insurance product, where you can get a huge amount, life insurance. And forget calling it life insurance. It's an agreement between you and the insurance company. You pay a few dollars, and we're going to give your family a lot of money should something happen to you to pay all those things. Now, something else you should also know. Let's say you look at your family and say, I don't want anybody to get that much money at one time. So think about somebody who has special needs, and you have a special needs child, and that child, you know that nobody else could take care of them better than you. But now you probably have somebody in your family or someone that you know is going to now take care of them. Not only the emotional part, but the financial responsibility that person has. You can help to alleviate that. Let's say you have guardians or godchildren, godparents for your children, or family members who are going to take care of them. Yes, there's the emotional part, but there's a financial part that those people are going to need money to help raise your children. And you've got to think about where is that going to come from so you don't put that burden on them, because they do want to help you. They do want to help take care of your kids and raise your kids. And lastly, as we all know in our families, if you gave somebody in your family all of a sudden they get a hold of a lot of money, and I'm not – this is just an observation over a long period of time. Somebody gets a lot of money. We might love them to death. But if all of a sudden a lot of money comes into their hands at one time, who knows what's going to happen? And again, I don't believe anything. I hope that people wouldn't, but reality sets in. So last thing, Gene, on that topic would be when you purchase that policy, you get to decide who gets the money. And you get to decide when they get it and how much they're going to get. So let's say your sister or your brother is going to take care of your children. And you know, well, they haven't been the best in terms of their own finances. You can prepare and say, Gene, I want in my life insurance, I want them to give my sister I've got $500,000 of life insurance for them. I want to give them. I don't want to give her $500,000 all at once. I want to give. I want pay out $50,000 a year for the next 10 years until my kids are 18 or when they're 22. So you can control. Again, it's yours. You own it. So you can control how those funds are paid out, and you could also leave money for the kids. Some kids aren't that responsible. So parents could say, okay, should I pass, hold on to some of this money so when my child reaches 21, 25, 30, then give them X number of dollars a year. So, again, you have control and your legacy. Every time people go use that, you know who they're going to think of? They're going to think of everybody that's listening to you and I, Gene, right now. They're going to think of all of you. And that's, the power of that product, of having the responsibility of buying the right amount. We can insure up to $10 million on one life. $10 million. Now, you have to – there's multiples of income that you have to prove, but up to $10 million. So we have plenty of life insurance. We manufacture it, or the carrier that we represent manufactures it, which means you could buy as much as appropriate.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that detailed explanation. It's earful. Thank you very much. I mean, Danny, I mean, it's good to know that a specific amount can be determined by the client based on their needs, and they're not limited to, you know, $1 million or $2 million. I'm happy that, you know, our audience, both on Facebook, on air or on the dial, can hear and learn that, because some people feel, oh, the max I can get is $100,000 or
$200,000. No. I challenge everybody to write to Gene or call Gene or shoot him a text and say, Gene, how much is $1 million in life insurance on me? Now, again, two things. You have to qualify for it with your health, and you have to qualify in terms of multiples of your income. Typically, we will do 20 to 25 times your annual income will be the most that we will offer to somebody. So I want to be careful with that. But, you know, a lot of people, if you're making, you know, $50,000 a year, whatever it is, write to Gene and say, how much would $1 million be? How much would $2 million be? We have a platform that he could do those very easily for you. And I think you'd be surprised at how much you can get.
I agree. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I have written my
1,000,000%.
That's right. Because I did my part. And you know, then I believe in what we do. I put business through your company. I believe in it. I love it. I have written my own personal policy. One of my policies I've written with your company. The underwriting time is rocket fast. And the requirements are so small compared to other companies. Your guidelines are so simplified. I'm very, very happy with it. And
good.
I'm sure that my colleagues who are so right with you, I think I got one on with me. Mr. Johnson is on with me, with us tonight. And I'm sure he would endorse that by his experience writing with Plum Life. And one of the things that, you know, we try to show our clients is that there's multiple carriers out there, and we look for the best one that best suits their needs. It's not what we want or what we feel or what we get out of it. We're doing a job that we get compensated for what we do. But the bottom line is we have a fiduciary duty to our clients to make sure that they get the best bang for their buck, as it would be.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right, and I do appreciate that.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I want to thank both of you. First of all, thank you for coming on and sharing your information. I mean, a wealth of information, and I absolutely agree 1,000,000%. I think Plum offers some incredible rates as compared to other carriers, and in my opinion, really are leading the way in a lot of categories as far as making sure that the customer is the first concern, and that their budgets are a concern, and making sure that, you know, it's not a one size fit all, but we're going to do exactly what we can to make sure that it is something that not only takes care of your needs, but also is very cognizant of your budgets.
Yes, right. Yes. I mean, I will super endorse that, because when we look at some of the carriers that we deal with and look at Plum's rate and their process and requirements, it's remarkable that some companies are still in business with some of the requirements for life insurance. And that's why I say on the call, I would always say to them, gone are the days when life insurance only paid out when you die. I can't stress the living benefit element of a life insurance more, and I cannot stress more about what is required in your future to make sure that your family and your loved ones are secure. And I know that my colleague, Mr. Johnson, and I have spoken on many occasions when we see a situation based on other carriers and what they put our clients through, and when we got to Plum Life, the what we will call the softer ride in getting our clients approved and taken care of for their family, it's so much,
absolutely,
so much different. And I thank you guys for it over at Plum. On behalf of our listening audience, our clients, I want to thank Plum Life for all they've done for us and continue to do for us. But I will say this without any reservations. Dan, you guys have been exceptional in the industry. Since we joined your, you know, working with your company, passing business to your company, it have made a difference with our clients and our book of business. And you guys are doing a great job. I know you guys are constantly tweaking and fine-tuning. You guys are doing a lovely, lovely job. And I am very happy and proud to tell my family that I believe in Plum Life, and I have written one of my personal policies with Plum Life. That's how much I believe in your product that you guys offer.
I think that
goes double for me.
It's magnificent, and you know, it's the platform was built, just so your listeners know, the people that built it, including myself, although several colleagues of mine built it, to give them credit where credit is due. It was built with agents like Gene and his team in mind. It was built to enable him and his group to provide you in a very modern way and a very efficient way, and I'll say painless way, than ever before. And what we learned from is many other carriers in the past, we all came from major companies, and we said, if we could do it, how would we do it? What would the client want? So we asked for more than a year feedback from folks like Gene. And they said, I want to serve my clients. Here's how I do that. Well, what can I give them? So, Gene, have you talked about the how easy, when you say easy, what we mean by that in terms of the age categories and up to a certain amount that they don't even need to get a medical. Have you talked about that?
No, we didn't get into that yet. Well, you're free. The floor is yours.
All right. So just so you all know, between the ages of 8, first of all, we can write people up to age 74. But our wheelhouse of non-medical underwriting, which means we're looking at you and your health and your background to see if you qualify, because it's not how much money you can pay. Your health is what qualifies. That's why any of the younger people listening, get as much as you possibly can. It will never be less expensive than it is right now. So 18 to 60 years old, there's no medical. And we've issued cases in as little as 5 hours. Our average from application to approval has been 7.5 to 8 days, not weeks, days. We don't even ask for a traditional signature anymore. All of you lead very busy lives. And those of you who have become a client of Gene's using Plum, I hope you all do, is when he sends you the application, all you're simply doing is picking up your phone or your tablet, and you're tapping your name in with your thumbs. If you could see me, I'm hitting my thumbs like we all do. We don't even require a traditional signature, so nobody has to come out and see you. You don't have to sit down with somebody, although I'm sure you would all wouldn't mind sitting down with Gene and his team. Don't get me wrong. But you're all very busy. So we wanted the experience to be, here it is. He sends it over to you. You click a few things. You tap your name in. If it's good enough for Apple, it's good enough for us. You send it back to him. He submits the case. Our underwriters go through a very automated and efficient underwriting process. Every once in a while, we will need to reach out to your doctors if you do have some health issues. But other than that, again, in that 18 to 60 range, I wish all of you would at least have the conversation. We have very wide latitude in terms of a different range of health issues, okay? And very liberal in terms of that, but you do have to qualify with your health. Over age 60, it's a little bit more traditional underwriting, but we do write up to age 74. So I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that when he just talks about making it less hard and making it easier for you to obtain these products, not only financially, but just time and energy. It's something you could check off. And when Gene talks to you about the 7 steps and the 7 pillars and all that stuff, is it's one of those things, won't it feel good when you check that box that you know you did it and you have someone like him. And by the way, I asked him to come on. He didn't ask, you know, this isn't I think a lot of Gene. And when I heard what he's doing with all of you, I was like, I'd love to come on. So we love that he is telling and helping all of you. So we're trying to make it as easy for all of you to get what you need to create that legacy for your family and really live your very best life. So, Gene, thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. We're glad to have you. You know, from week to week, everybody hear my voice, and it's glad for them. It's a nice thing for them to hear other people. And moreover, to have people that, you know, are familiar with the industry and the changes and the focus, that share mm-hmm. the same value that I have and the passion that I have to help families going forward.
Yep.
So before we go into the next segment, Dan, I don't know how much time you have with us, but I would love to have you. I would like to take some questions from the dashboard, and I'd like to take some questions from Facebook, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Let's do it.
All right. So the first line we're going to open is 404-512. 404-512.
All right. Good evening. Good job.
Good evening,
good
man.
Job. Well done. I have
Thank
a question.
You.
I'd like some advice. Where's as soon as you can change a term life to a whole life?
Okay, Jean, can you just repeat the question?
Okay.
What is the soonest? Yeah.
Oh, the soonest. Whenever, as
yeah,
soon
yeah,
as you,
you
want
can
to.
Convert from whole life, from That's term to whole life.
Whenever
That's
you
right.
want. Whenever you
Whenever.
Want.
Whenever. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Very informative.
No,
Thank you.
No worries. Great.
Right.
It's
yeah.
great to have you on. Thank you for asking that question. But, yes, it's what a lot of people do is, let's say you had $500,000 of term, okay? You don't have to convert it all at once. Each year,
right.
convert 100,000, convert it. So as your income grows or you paid another bill, convert a little bit at a time. So that if that's something that you want to do, you don't have to do it all at once. But there may be part of it that you want to do. And you may decide, I'm not going to convert all of it. Okay. You're in control. You own it. It's a great question.
Yes, thank you, caller. Thank you, caller, for that question. We do appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your contribution. We're going to open 347-788. 347-788. Do you have a question for Dan or myself or Mr. Johnson? 347-788. Okay. No response from that. We're going to open up 678-496. 678-496. All right. We didn't get a response on that. So we're going to go to 470-938. 470-938. All right. So I'm going to take it right over to our Facebook audience. They usually have a lot of questions for us, and they'll feel slighted when they don't get to get their questions across. So the first question is being asked, okay, let's read here. If term insurance is usually cost less than permanent, what is my affordable option? Is it longer term or shorter term?
Boy, that's a great question. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say to talk to Gene about something called laddering.
Yes.
So if you need it for a long period of time, I'm going to say purchase different lengths of time.
That's right.
So your kids, and if you've talked about it, I don't want to repeat myself, but or your comment, but I just reiterate it. You don't need the same amount of life insurance throughout your whole life. So to buy a 30-year term just to have it, you're overpaying certain portions of that. So what I would say is look at each segment, how much is my mortgage? Buy a protection that would be an amount that would protect you for the length of that mortgage. If your kids were going to go to school in 12 years from now, buy life insurance for a long enough time that will at least pay for school should something happen to you. You can buy more than one. Laddering is a great way to maximize every dollar so you're not overpaying. So thank you very much for bringing that up. That is an excellent question. Look at the different lengths of time of your responsibilities and then buy appropriately.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. That's the reason why we sit down and I do financial DNA discovery with the clients. So I understand their goals, their objective, and we do ladder in how we're going to move forward with investing their money. Because like you rightfully said, you know, situation changes, things and times change. We don't need to put all our money one place and have it riding for a period of time when it's not really working for us and don't provide that benefit, the full benefit that we would need.
Great. Great question.
So, yes, it's a great question. The next one says debt benefit. The money paid out if the insured pass, the living benefit is paid out if the person becomes ill. Does that have long-term care?
No. So we have to be very careful. There's long-term care. There's long-term care insurance. That's completely different.
Yes.
Now, when you talk about terminal illness, when we pay that money out, you can use it for whatever you want. So if you want to pay for, you know, care to come to your home, I like to say, you know, you decide, do you want to go to the hospital or do you want the hospital to come to you?
Come to you.
Again,
right.
You are in control. Unfortunately, if that's what's been determined and you have a short amount of time to live, you should be in control of your whatever time you have. So should we pay that terminal illness death benefit out, we're going to give you that money. We're not going to say what you should use it for. Hey, some people go and have a big party. Some people take their families on a cruise. So you could do whatever you want. If you feel, though, you want to use it for going to some far-off place to get some sort of unique treatment, go get it. So you get to decide how you use that money. But it is not, it's not. If anybody ever says that to you, tell them to call me. It's not long-term care insurance. It can do and give you money to pay for some of the things that long-term care can pay for, but it's not long-term care insurance. I want to make that really clear.
Great, 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 great. And I would like to piggyback on that to say to everyone that long-term care is usually on the health side. On the health side is where, for those of you who has Medicaid or Medicare, long-term care side, whoever your agent is being, like my colleague Sandy can help you guys. If you send me a message, I can have Sandy get in touch with you regarding long-term care. He's the genius at healthcare. It's his baby. So anyone that's interested in long-term care, yes, my colleague, he's very good. It's his cup of tea, and he does that more than I do, and he will be able to assist you better. I can always pass you his information. Again, Radio Land, we're going to take a 1 minute break so we can get some fluid in our lungs. We're getting dry over here and come right back. So after this short message, we'll be right back. Gentlemen, momentarily.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Welcome back to our show. Welcome back to our show, Financial Talk, with me, your host, Eugene Byers. Tonight we have a special guest. Special guest, a good friend of mine, Daniel. Dan is always here with us. And we have Mr. Sandy Johnson, a colleague of mine, working together to educate you on how to save and protect your family in case of premature expiration. You guys know I don't like to say the word death. We like to go with premature expiration. and planning for the future. You know, it's very important that we plan for the future and we leave the protection for our loved ones, whether they're dependents of ours or they're just people that we love and care for. As Dan clearly said, things like our mortgages, higher education, emergency fund, whether you're in a mortgage or you're paying a rent, if you pass prematurely upon expiration, what happens to your loved one? The people that depend on you to support them financially. You know, they'll already be dealing with the emotional stress of losing you. And how do they handle the financial aspect of it when your income was very important? At this time, I'm going to take one last question from Facebook, and then we're going to roll our sleeve up and get with it. I hope Dan, we're not taking Dan from any important engagements at this time, because I really want to get into it like we usually do in the last segment of our show and understand where are we and what we're doing. So Dan, I hope you and Sandy and myself can have a real hands-on discussion here, and usually the last segment of the show we get, as you would say, we get down to the meat and potatoes of teaching people about money, okay, here on the show. The proceeds from life insurance, yeah, can provide liquidity to our insured when they die, when they expire, yeah? There is no payment of taxes or transfer expenses when the person expires because they did an election when they took out the policy by setting beneficiaries. But this is where a lot of clients struggle. Income for surviving family members. Income for surviving family members. Now, what I try to say to them, and then I would love you to help me with this, okay? The life insurance policy upon expiration or disability. Let's start with disability, because I think everybody got the expiration part down pat. The disability element of it, which allows in your with your company up to 90, somewhere around 90%, okay, give or take a few percent here and there, either go up higher or a couple percent lower, for terminal illnesses, right, which is the big things, you know, the cancer, that kind of stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that person can take that money and do whatever they want to do with it. They could either, like you said, bring the nurse to the bring the hospital to the home or go into care. But I want to ask you a specific question, and I would love for you to explain it to the best of your abilities to our listening audience this evening. And that is, when that person becomes disabled, how does it affect the face value of the insurance to the beneficiary?
Now, when who I just want to be clear. So when who becomes disabled?
When the policy owner, the policy holder.
Yeah.
Yeah, becomes disabled.
Uh-huh.
How does the face value, they become disabled, so they get up to somewhere give and take 90%?
Well, the terminal illness.
Mm-hmm.
Is where we're going to pay, you know, if it's determined by a doctor that they have these 12 months or less to live, then we're going to pay that death benefit out.
Okay. 12 months or less.
Yeah.
Great. So it's not terminal illness that you're going to be living forever. That,
no.
And it could be managed. It's terminal illness with a life expectancy of 12 months from determination.
That's right. Now here's what I would say. Let's hope you beat that and you're wrong. So let's say the doctor's wrong. And let's say you go get a miracle cure. And we paid that money out. No one's going to ask it back. You don't have to pay it back. We paid it out. You know, that was just a statistical. We were wrong, and nobody's going to come back and so give it back, or you're not going to owe it back to the company. Because one day we're going to pay the death benefit out anyway. We just paid it out a little bit early.
Of course. Great. I love your answer. Because a lot of clients, and Sandy, your mic is open. You could chime in at any time. A lot of clients, you know, would ask that question. And with a lot of companies, they are requiring much more than that. And that's one of the benefits that we see as a good tool to offer a service to the client by letting them know that as long as the doctor pronounces that you have less than 12 months to live, it's going to be paid out. So you get to enjoy some of it, most of it, or if you got a miracle cure, as you call it, that you can enjoy while you're still here on Earth. So that leads me to the next question. How do we look at, when he says, one of the things that we look at says, enhance life insurance protection. Okay? How can a client enhance their life insurance protection with your company? What I generally tell a client is, The biggest enhancement is now that they're working, they may be living in, I don't know, in a state that's very expensive, California or New Jersey, or one of those states that are very expensive currently. But in their later years, they may choose to go and live in Florida or Georgia, you know, or Louisiana, where it's a little cheaper to live, and they have more money, more cash, more disposable funds, more funds to spend or to save. They can use it to convert the policy into a whole life policy. and be able to manage the whole life element of it on the conversion better.
Yeah.
What is your take on that?
No, I think one of your guests earlier asked about when can you convert term to permanent. One of the great privileges is it's a contractual conversion privilege. And what that means is no matter what your health is, you can convert your policy to a permanent life insurance. So what does that do? Now it creates all a part of it, right? So not only is it life insurance, it has the death benefit component. Now it's going to have cash values. Now it's going to have cash values that will grow inside of it. It's very conservative in how it grows. But what it's also going to do is when it's built properly, the death benefit will most likely grow because without getting into too much in the weeds, when we pay dividends, for example, the converted, the whole life product that we use that we convert our term from is a participating policy. So what that means is that when the company does better, they pay dividends. So we all stocks, and I'm sure many of your listeners invest in things like that. So they know what that's like. We're just an insurance company pays dividends. All it is they're taking the profits that they make and they're giving it back to the policyholders in the form of dividends. And what happens is a portion of that helps to increase the death benefit so they could give it to you tax-free and let it grow. So your death benefit goes up a little bit each year. And sometimes, although right now this might not be true, sometimes it even keeps pace with inflation, right? Because $250,000 today, 20 years from now, won't be worth the same. So the death benefit will go up a little bit each year, but there's also cash value that you could start to draw from, again, for whatever you want. You don't have to be terminally ill. You don't have to be any ill. People use it for supplementing retirement. People use it for supplementing college for their kids. People use it as a gift to their grandchildren sometimes. They want to leave a legacy behind. But this cash value buildup inside of it is a huge enhancement. Now, it takes time for it to grow, so it's not a get-rich-quick thing. But oftentimes, if you keep it long enough, you'll not only get back all the premiums you paid, you may even get back more than that. And what better product can do that, right, where it winds up not costing you anything? So I think it's got so many additional benefits should you have the ability to convert into that permanent product. Again, the big differentiator is that you have the right of conversion privilege that no one could ever take away. So, for example, Gene, it could be someone is healthy today, right? Let's say they're in great health, their height and weight's great, they're perfectly healthy. And 10 years from now, they have a tragic, some sort of significant health issue, right?
Yeah.
They still can convert the whole life, the term, to a permanent policy at the same qualifications or the same rate they got when they bought the term. They don't have to prove their insurability again. They don't have to fill out any paperwork again. They can convert to that permanent contract. So think about that. Even though you wouldn't qualify for a new policy, you can convert your old one and make it work even harder for you.
Right. And I thank you for that because, I have a client of mine that I had this conversation with him a couple of days ago, and So he did get approved with your company. And, you know, I said to him, this is his, because he don't know where he's going to be 5, 10, 15 years from now. He's making some changes, some life-changing decisions. He's planning for the future. He's getting younger, as we would say. You know, the birds are beginning to fly the coop. So as the kids get older, you know, we start looking at downsizing. We start looking at somewhere more suitable for us in our golden years. And, you know, I encourage that client to instead of have no coverage, let's have some coverage, which he agreed with. We went with some coverage. And then when he makes the decision in another 2 years, because he says he's going to make some life-changing decisions in 2 years, then he can convert that policy, and he don't have to prove insurability because he's in his early 50s now. So what I was looking at is, you know, when you get to 52, 53, 55, the big things start happening. You know, you start getting high blood pressure, diabetes, that kind of stuff. He don't have to prove insurability at that point. He would just be able to convert that into a whole life policy and carry it right into his golden years to age 100.
That's right.
So,
and
thank
that's
you
a,
for
that's
that.
A key. That's a key. You said up to age 100, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what you should be thinking about. Again, you buy the appropriate amount of life insurance at the point in your life. You're not always, if we talked about $1 million, you're not always going to need $1 million. You might like to have it, but you don't need it. So
right.
When you get into those later years, and yes, you're right, I'm kind of in that age now, so like stuff is starting to hurt, you know. We all know it just happens.
Of course.
You want to now convert a part of that to have for the rest of your days. Now, the reason we use age 100, I don't know if anybody knows this, but actuarially and the way whole life works is it's designed to the cash value will equal the death benefit at age 100. That's the way it's built. So why do we do that? Well, actuarially, and that's a big fancy term for the bean counters, who have figured out to insurance companies, and incredibly smart people, we're glad they're here, but they figure out actuarially you're dead, even if you're not dead, to an insurance company. So what they're going to do at age 100 is they're going to give you the death benefit. And by the way, I'm saying that not totally jokingly now. There's more people. You know what the fastest growing age segment right now is age 100. The percentage of people living to age 100. So the death benefit, when, I'm going to say when, let's think for everybody on the phone, right? When we turn 100, the insurance companies don't want you anymore. So they're going to give you the death benefit.
That's right.
And at that point, who knows the what 100 may be? You have a party then, but that's why we age 100 statistically you're considered deceased to an insurance company, and they don't want to keep. They're not going to keep you on the books, so they're just going to give you everything. They're going to give you everything and say, "Hey, have a great day." See, but you should have something that will last well into those years, and that's where the conversion helps.
It sure does. It sure does. Thank you for that explanation. Guys, as you guys know, that every week I leave you guys with a slogan to think about and ponder on as we get up into a program. Tonight I want to leave you with, life is a low-cost service that protects you financially, emotionally, and legally. Life insurance is a low-cost service that protects you financially, emotionally, and legally. The need to protect loved ones against life uncertainties is a preoccupation. Danny, again, I cannot thank you enough for joining us this evening. I thank you for your insight. And for more reasons than one, I'm glad that you're here and you can give our listening audience some insight and some understanding of what services you guys bring to the community, the comfort and the protection you offer for families to be able to protect their loved ones, okay? Because statistically, 70% of families would be bankrupt in months if they lost their primary breadwinners. And a lot of people don't think about that. 70% of Americans will be bankrupt in just months if they lost their main breadwinner. And having a life insurance to protect your family of a reasonable value can change those statistics, can change those situations, and give them some sort of longevity, give them the opportunity to grieve and restructure and not be under pressure to make decisions because of financial constraints or financial circumstances, that they could make a better life or be able to provide for your loved ones or your offspring. I mean, I can't stress this enough, that life insurance is the only vehicle that does not make it to probate court. You know, you select a beneficiary, and you have the opportunity to select multiple beneficiaries. Like Dan said, you are in control. You can determine who gets, how much they get, when they get, what interval they get it in. They don't have to get the money all the time. And then, you know, I really, really appreciate you bringing that out, because a lot of people feel, well, when I die, all my money just go to this person, and I don't know what's going to happen to my children. And letting them know that they have choices while they're alive to put things in place the way they see fit or the way they want it to be, and be able to have that structure in place for their loved ones. So, again, I thank you very much for bringing up those points. The next part of our dung and dirty, as I usually would call it, in term insurance is my opinion, my honest opinion, that younger people should buy term insurance. Large-term policies when they're younger, giving your program or your vehicles someone that's younger can get a 30-year term, a max term, for a large amount, and prepare for that future investment. Because you can convert it any time. You know, you may be 20 years old and working at, I don't know, McDonald's, $15 an hour, and your policy is about, I don't know, just choose a number, $25, $30 a month. You know, the way I look at it, if I can invest 2 hours of my base salary a month I feel that I have paid myself a decent justice for my future. I don't see it as an injustice. So if the the basic minimum wage is $15 an hour and I can get a policy for $40, $45 an hour, I think I've done something satisfying to me when I go to work every day. Because the first 2 hours of the month that I work, my policy is covered. That if anything happened to me, I become terminally ill. Because life happens. Wouldn't you agree? Have you seen that, Danny, in your 35 years in the industry?
It happens every single day. So, Gene, can I just give you, I just ran on our quote system, right?
Yes.
So you just gave that scenario. So that person's making, you know, $25,000-$30,000 a year, right? I'm just making it up. It's late, so I could be off a little bit. So I did like a 22-year-old female, right?
Okay.
Because everybody's a breadwinner these days. So,
right.
So $30,000 a year times 25, so that's the maximum that we would probably underwrite. That's $750,000. That's weird how that fits right under our non-medical.
That's right.
And they're in reasonably good health. You know how much a month that is? $26.46. As you said, 2 hours, that was no joke. We didn't rehearse that, by the way. We did not rehearse that.
No, we did not.
$26.
I agree with you. This is what I try to educate everyone on. Because look at this, $750,000 at minimum wage, you can afford that coverage.
Yeah.
You understand? And people don't understand that life happens. Okay? Things change. We don't know when we're going to get one of the big ones. I hope no one ever gets the big ones.
By the way, the heart attack,
the stroke, the cancer, you know, the organ transplant, you know, blindness due to diabetes. You know, we don't know if they're going to even lose a limb. But if they have this policy, okay? Now, Danny, look at it from a different perspective. They have this policy, and they got one of the big ones. You're saying that the contract that they enter between you and the carrier, you and the carrier, somewhere about 90%.
Mm-hmm.
How wrong can you go? And as I tell people, life insurance doesn't cost. It's like a commercial for a businessman. Advertisement doesn't cost. It pays. It's the same thing here. Life insurance doesn't cost. It pays. Because when you most need it, it'll be there to help you, to protect you, to maintain your dignity and pride going forward. After you have something tragic happens to you. And I'm very passionate about it because if it's your company, I can run a 22-year-old $750,000 policy for $26.46. You just did a life quote for that client with a term life policy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, that person goes to work, and that person is working at the federal minimum at $15 an hour. The premium comes out once a month for $26.46. I hope you're following me here. You only have to work 1 hour and some for $26.46 for you to have $750,000, $750,000 in life insurance coverage. So my math is not that bad after all, Danny.
That was really good. And listen, I even broke it down. If you took that and divided it out per week, it's a half hour, 30 minutes of pay, $6.50, give or take a couple bucks.
That's right.
It's a half hour. It's a half hour a week.
That's right.
And you just mentioned something that I don't want to let go by because I think it's significant. You talk about a business person, and leaving a legacy. As in terms of beneficiaries, any of your listeners that are involved in their churches, their communities, their schools,
yes.
Do you know you can leave those organizations part of your death benefit? So think about that. I get goosebumps sitting here. I just got some goosebumps, right? You can leave, let's say you say, well, I'm in my church, right? Churches and synagogues are always looking for, or a food pantry. And you're saying, what kind of legacy can I leave? I'm giving a couple dollars here or there. Picture, instead of them putting a little plaque on a wall with your name on it, that they're putting up the wall that the plaque is going to go on because they just put a new wing on the food pantry because of the death benefit that you can leave.
You are blessed for them. Of course.
And the legacy, but again, going back to that, a half hour a week at that pay rate is,
yes.
We always just try and break it down and go, wow, that's pretty cool.
It is. It is. And you know, then I struggle when I have to pull teeth or try to convince people to buy a policy. And I'm at a point of my career where I will show you the plans. I will show you what's available to you. But I don't beg people to do business with me or to do business. Let them make the decision because I give them the information. I think that any reasonable person should take it upon themselves to look at the financial elements of their lives, especially younger people, to see what they can do for their future. The future, you know, we talk about, you know, and we've seen it over time and again. At $26.46 a month, it never changes. It's level term, it's level premium. It's not going to change. So whether you're 26 or 66, is the same 26.46. And like you rightfully said, the value of $26.46 today, 40 years from now, $26.46 wouldn't have that value. So you'll be getting the real value for your money as you get older. It would be peanuts to get the type of coverage you can have now as a young person. As a younger person. And I think that it's great that, you know, you can share these things and let the listening audience know, and they're just not hearing it from me, that, you know, you're with the company. You know, you see and heard the things that I do with our clients. With my clients, and you have engaged me from the company to be a part of this, to help me educate and teach them what's out there and how they can benefit from having life insurance, so and coverage for their family, preparing that legacy. Because it's sad when someone dies and they don't have anything to take care of their final expenses, you know? What do they leave for their loved ones? What kind of legacy they leave for them besides pain, heartache, and grief? So I think that it's great that we do this, and I do this every Tuesday from 7 to 9. Every Tuesday from 7 to 9 Eastern, I do this for our listening audience. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and then we're going to go to the phone lines. I see some people here are getting antsy here. With the guests, they have questions. We're going to go to the phone lines, and then we'll go to Facebook.
EHB Services LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or boat. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Welcome back to our show. We have Plum Life. We have Dan representing Plum Life on the air with us. We have a number of callers in the queue. So I'm going to take two questions out from the queue, and then I'll go to Facebook. We run out of time, and I'm sure Dan have some remarks you would like to leave with us. We have less than 30 minutes, so please make your question brief. Dan and myself are here. We'll answer you, and hopefully we can get a good understanding. You can get a good understanding for the insurance industry and how you protect your family using life insurance, using term, and this lovely product that Dan is offering, Plum Life is offering, where you can have a term and convert it. Thank you to that caller that asked that question. I didn't even think about it at the time. Where we can convert the policy, the term policy, at any time before its expiration and maintain, and don't have to prove insurability and keep our rates nice and low. Very important, very important. In weeks to come, we'll be talking about insurability and what it actually means to you out in radio land. So at this time, we'll go to our first caller, 347-788. Your mic is open.
Hello. How are you doing?
Yeah, very good, very good, very good.
Awesome. Yeah, that's very interesting. I didn't think I could learn more insurance stuff after talking to Gene, but I guess I'll show up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a very interesting conversation. I'd like to learn more about what you're doing and how to connect. My question is that under this policy, so, all right, this is what I want to figure out. So if I do me, my wife, and my daughter on one policy, right, you're saying that through that policy, I can also donate to other, things I believe in, other organizations and stuff like that I believe in through that policy?
Yes. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller. Dan is going to respond to you.
No, great. Thank you again for asking that you heard that. The answer is yes. I'm not sure if you were asking about policies. So you would each get insurance policies individually, but you can, whatever the death, so let's take a death benefit of, again, $500,000. I'm just making it up. And you said, well, my mortgage is $200,000. I want to leave $100,000 for my kid, for my child, for kids for college, and something else. So, but I want to leave some money to my church, to my school, to my doesn't matter. Fill in the blank. You can select and choose the beneficiary. You could decide where that money goes. Keep in mind, you paid for it. Then it's your right to decide who's going to get the money. So it does not matter if it's a nonprofit or some friends or somebody that helped you when you were a youngster and now you're a successful person and you want to leave them some money. You decide how that death benefit is going to be paid out. You tell us what you want us to do with it. So very clearly, you get to decide who is going to benefit from your thoughtfulness. And by the way, that also goes to them tax-free. And one other thing I'd mention regarding the death benefit, anybody that's a business owner and you want to protect two partners that, let's say I think it's a young man that would just ask that great question, and he's in business with somebody else, and each of you owns a piece of the business. Well, let's say you're in business with Gene and Gene passes away. Well, Gene's family has to get compensated for his part of the business, right? Well, how are you going to pay his family? So you buy life insurance on each other, and in the event one of you passes on, you pay them appropriately, and now you own the whole business. The other one is in certain states, you have to check the state that you live in. Life insurance is creditor protected, meaning the legal system cannot come after life insurance as part of any litigation. So I don't want to go off on a tangent, but the point is I wanted to make sure I got those in. Yes, you decide who that is going to go to.
Great. Thank you very much, Dan, for your clear explanation on that. It's great. I will go to, and caller, thank you for your question. My engineer and buddy, it's great to know that you are listening to the call and you have questions, so we appreciate it. Thanks again. The next caller we're going to go to is 910-526. We're going to open up your mic, 910-526. 910-526. You have a
Hello.
Question for me, Dan?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clear.
All right, perfect. Curious question. Can I have both whole life and term life policy?
That's a great question. Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. We appreciate your call, and we will answer you. The typical answer is coming right up. Dan, you want to take that one or you want me to do it?
Sure. You can do it. That's fine. I'll jump in if I need to, but I know you know the answer.
Yes. You can have a life insurance and a term policy. It depends on your focus. There is a number of things that you can do with a whole life policy, and there's a number of things you can do with a term policy. Term life have a unique blend, and their niche in the market for that unique blend is you can take a term policy. Of course, you don't know when you're going to expire, but you can take that term policy and run it for a number of years. And based on your financial situation, you can either, as we talk about lathering it, you can put a portion of it towards the whole life element. You can put all of it towards whole life. You can keep some whole life and some term. Depends on what your focus is and what you're trying to do and the type of legacy you're looking to leave for your family or the financial protection you're looking to leave for your loved ones should there be a loss of income. So there's a number of things that you can do. It also can go back to the type of work that you're doing. and what your career and future goals are. Maybe you're doing a job now that is not your ideal job, and you're going to make some changes. And as Dan and I spoke about, as we get younger, things start to hurt, you know? So what we used to do when we were younger, we can do as we get older. So the whole shift in careers, make a determination on our finances and what we can and cannot do. So you can have the two, but generally what I will say is based on what your future goals and plan are. Dan?
Yeah, and just to jump on, and again, a great question and very astute, is that, yes, you can purchase both. A lot of times, if your financial situation allows, we encourage you to purchase some term and purchase some whole life. Again, it will never be less expensive than it is right now because your age and your health is what buys it. So if you can buy a portion of permanent, again, you can have some and then convert more down the road. You can always, by the way, you can also always buy more protection. You don't always have to buy one amount at one time. You may get with Gene and you say, look, I'm going to start with this amount. I ultimately need this amount, but I can only afford this. Okay, let's get what we can for right now. And next year we're going to add another one. The year after we'll add another one. Now you're getting older, so the premiums will be different. But you can absolutely purchase permanent or whole life and term insurance from the same company. Again, when we talk about we can issue up to $10 million on one life, it could be any combination of the products. It's a great question, and thank you for asking that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, caller. We do appreciate your question. Thank you for joining us. We're here every Tuesday from 7 to 9 Eastern. Every Tuesday night, every evening from 7 to 9 Eastern, we're here, and we would love to hear from you. Join us to learn more so you can continue to ask these great questions. I'm going to go over to Facebook now and see the questions that's out there. Okay. All right. So the question is, can I get coverage quickly, especially if I'm healthy? Well, okay. My answer is, and I'll echo Dan's response to that earlier, my answer is that, yes, you can get coverage quickly. Dan, a company have turned around applications within 5 hours. So, yes, you can get coverage quickly with his company. And they are one of the fastest companies in the industry. I love it. I put policies through it. I have, I think, two clients on the dial right now. I wouldn't give you their name, that would attest to that. I mean, I had one guy, his policy went in on Sunday, and Monday, 12 o'clock, he was approved and had his coverage. So, yes, it happens pretty quickly, and it gets done, and we can surely get you covered once you're healthy. The process is pretty simple. You know, it's just an honest question for the non-med. It's an honest question that's being asked by the underwriter, and the underwriter relies on data, okay, analytic data, and they assess the risk of your application because there's no medical. So they look at the risk factors to determine your eligibility, which, you know, comes with the fair share of processing and all that stuff. So, yes, you can get a quick, whatever quick means. At the same time, we have another question here from Facebook. Okay, let me see what it is saying. We have another question here from Facebook where the that there's a number of companies out there that have catchy slogans on the marketing and taglines on the marketing. How do you determine which one it is? So, Dan, you want to answer that one or you want me to answer them?
I'll tell you what, why don't you take it and then I'll piggyback on your thoughts.
Okay. Okay, well, every business person is in business to make money. And I think we understand that by now. We're a sensible community, okay? But the reason why I'm in business is because I enjoy the opportunity of helping families. My job, my business, I have a fiduciary duty, not to me, to you, the client, to make sure that you get the very best policy out there for you that you qualify for. Taking into consideration that it meets your goals and your objectives. So, yes, there's a lot of catchy slogans and taglines out there. I see them every day, okay? But being an independent broker that I am, I'm in a unique situation where I have the opportunity to work with multiple carriers and be able, like Dan, like Plum Life and Dan, with Dan and company, and other companies, I can work with them to get the products. I learn their products so it can best serve my clients' needs. So that's the real reason why you'll come to me versus going to the catchy slogans that is described. Dan?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's marketing and it's to get your attention, which is hard to do today. So I get it. What I would look more for you and I'd suggest you do is go out. The beauty of technology today, just like we're discussing, I'm sitting here, I'm talking to you on a radio show with a lot of listeners on my phone. I'm on here with you. I just checked premium. You know, I gave you some of those numbers on my phone. All of you are on a variety of devices. You could check. Have you ever heard the term, Google yourself? It's kind of a weird thing to say, but if I'm you, go out online. It doesn't matter what they think. We could all say I'm great. Gene could say he's the best.
Right.
But really, ultimately, he could think that, but maybe nobody else does. Of course, you know, we know he's doing a great job. However, with technology now, if you see somebody that you're curious about, go out and Google them. Look on LinkedIn. Look on something called BrokerCheck. Our industry is super transparent now. You can't hide. So if you feel like there's somebody that you'd like to learn more about, do your homework. Because remember, you're hiring them, right, Gene? When they come to you, they're hiring you. They're hiring you. So, yeah, it would be like when you go buy a car, and I'm not discounting what we do, but you're going to check that car out. You're going to go on Consumer Report. You're going to do your research. You don't care what the guy says in the showroom. Of course, just watch in the morning, at least where I am in Florida, every law firm, every car dealership, every you know, there's all slogans. But they have to be able to back that up. And the way they backed it up is with their reputation. And you can't fake that. I'm not saying people are faking with their slogans. But do your research. You're talking about a relationship that could last for decades. I've been doing this for 35 years. Your relationship is going to be a long-lasting one. So do your homework up front, and it doesn't take very much to find out the real deal and who the real players or the real people are that are there to help you. So that's my suggestion to get around that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate that. I really appreciate you coming and sharing with us. In short, I will. We're running out of time. We got 4 minutes left into the show, so I will summarize. Our show was great. I really appreciate having you on the show to my listening audience, both on Facebook and Radio Land, Block Talk Radio. We love you. We thank you for your participation and for being here with us. Dan, you have been a great inspiration, help, educator with us. Don't be a stranger. I hope we can call on you as we get farther down the pitch with what we teach and what we show on the show from time to time. You can pop in and be a guest and help us out. And as you get new products or new strategies, because you guys are always looking at new strategies and how you do stuff, we would love to hear back from you. I hope that our listening audience have taken in what they heard tonight, and we can continue to build a business and grow together. I do appreciate your time, your energy, and all the insight that you brought to our show. And I'm looking forward to continue to do business with Plum Life. I know you guys are running a special now till June 30th, and I'll endeavor to embark on that and make my clients aware that they have choices, and there are companies out there. You give them a great illustration tonight of what Plum Life can do for them and their finances. I do appreciate it wholeheartedly, and I'm hoping that we can continue to do much, much more business together and service our community. To our listening audience, you heard it from the man. Dan is here. Plum Life. Okay, you need a policy. You need your youngsters, men and women of tomorrow to be covered. Give me a call. Send me a text, an email, anything that you can do to get in touch with me. My number is on there. It's coming up in the commercial in a few seconds. You can get to me, and we can work it out, and we'll work together with Dan and keep our turnaround time as quick as possible. Now, it used to be people used to be concerned about premiums. Now they're concerned about turnaround time. So I'm taking it that more people are getting educated about insurance and the value of having insurance and protecting their families. With these few words, I would say thank you all for being here, and have a great, great night, and enjoy the rest of your week. See you next week, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, from 7 to 9, for more financial talk with me, your host, Eugene Bias, on Block Talk Radio and Facebook Live. Good night, everybody.
EHB Services, LLC, for all of your financial needs. We are a licensed brokerage with years of experience in the financial industry. Let's discuss your financial DNA. Saving for college, planning for your retirement, preparing for milestone birthdays, and significant investments such as house, car, or both. Call Gene at 855-411-0424. You can also follow him on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.